Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all the sides of today. And I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us. Welcome, everyone. This is Mr. Motivator. I just want to thank you for tuning into the broadcast today, reminding you, dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We got a great show lined up for you today, When Difference Matters. Now, those of you who have listened that you've just tuned in, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad. Because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. It gives me a great pleasure to introduce my guest today, When Difference Really Matters. All of us have differences. All of us have obstacles. But it's what we do with the challenges in our life that makes the difference. Maybe the playing field is not level for you. Maybe you didn't get the tools. Maybe you didn't have the money, but can you still use what you've been blessed with to make a difference? Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce my guest today. He's not only an awesome, exciting individual, but he's also a friend. And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Mr. Greg Nakadori, a.k.a. Travin. Welcome, Greg.
Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in. I am Mr. Nakadori, and it's a pleasure to be on Mr. Motivator's show. And if you keep tuning in, we'll be discussing a few things on Difference Matters.
Well, Mr. Nakadori, I want to get started right away. I understand that you help small business owners. So could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'll elaborate on that, Mr. Motivator. Well, I like to make a difference in the community based on the general's community getting a glimpse on what it's going to take for them to be successful in their ideas and products and services as well. So when you take the concept of ideals, this is what built the country. Ideals.
Yes.
So what I do is I go into the community and I support small businesses, showing them how to copyright their ideas, patents, trademarking, and branding, and doing non-disclosures so their ideas are staying their own ideas, not going into other people's hands.
Wow. Do you think we need more small businesses?
Quite naturally, because these are the things that make America move, make money move. Ideas are simply makes a difference and matters where they took the telephone from the house and now it's in your pocket. So, you know, this is the difference in ideals that makes the world move. And what I like to do, again, I like to go into the community and help small businesses own their own ideas, logos, brands, et cetera, where I'm making a difference in the new age people. And it matters to me that our new youth grow up with the idea and knowledge that they can own their own ideas, where most of the ideas are in the cemetery for some minorities' forefathers or foreparents that didn't get an opportunity to own their own ideas.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Nakadori, you are such an humble guy, and you walk around with a smile and everything, but I want to know, is it really true that you teach martial arts? I heard that that's what you do.
Yes, definitely. I am a Taekwondo instructor. I talk in Korean, and I like to make a difference, again, within the community for self-defense, whether it's for battered women, mm-hmm. was for young children.
Yes.
And it matters to me that everyone have an opportunity, like our First Amendment, to be able to bear arms against anyone to defend themselves. So that's my whole idea, and where difference and matters come in when it comes to martial arts.
Wow. But how do you feel about the senior citizens who sometimes are unprotected and they get their purse snatched away from them? Do you think the elderly should be able to defend themselves as well?
Well, quite naturally, but we must understand, Mr. Motivator, that a lot of the elderly, they're brutal in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So if a would-be robber would snatch a elderly person's purse, they should just let them have the purse
mm-hmm.
instead of going through any type of physical, unnecessary discomfort. And I always, it's not about what you do to somebody, it's about you being able to be safe at the end of the situation.
Wow, thank you for sharing that, Mr. McAdoo, because I had a friend who had something stolen from her, and she was elderly, and she tried to go after them, and, of course, she had a heart attack. And I appreciate your words of advice on that. Now, Mr. McAdoo, do you really have do you do cartoons and products of your own? I mean, what do you have out there?
Well, yeah, naturally, yes, I do. I have I worked on a cartoon, which is my own, called Dragon's Ninja Clan. The Dragon Ninja Clan bear arms with purpose for a never-ending battle against gangs, drugs, and thugs in defending the golden five-point star of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Now, just to kind of, you know, share some things with you with Dragon's Ninja Clan. My property is that it is copywritten to me. My brands are trademarked to me. And I did do a cartoon animated trailer in Beijing, China. And if anyone wanted to go see that cartoon, they can log on to the number 4, www.4DNCKids.com. That's D as in dragon, N as in ninja, C as in clan.com. And you can actually watch the cartoon animated trailer. I'm currently working on future products to actually put on the website, which I do still have. Also, comic books, trading cards, posters, calendars, etc., to accommodate children and adults in my collection.
Oh, okay. Now, you also said that you have a comic book with President Obama on it.
Now, that is a natural fact. I love my president. In fact, I did do a comic book, a special commemorative collector's edition, with Obama on the back, and he's also on page 17. And those will be put up on my website within the next 2 weeks. And I kind of want to share with the people, with the audience, if you'd please listen to this. Commander-in-Chief Barack Obama, our first black president of the United States of America, Special Commemorative Collections Edition, Victory at Last. As Barack and Michelle Obama begin their journey on change, the Dragon's Ninja Clan will be doing their very best to support the president and first lady. The Dragon's Ninja Clan will fight long and hard to bring an end to endless bloodshed in the streets of America. May it be Hollywood or in the hood, we'll be there to fight crime at the drop of a dime. The Dragon's Ninja Clan will do everything in their power to keep the Obama family safe as they run this great country we call America, home of the free, land of the brave. The Dragon's Ninja Clan asks everyone around the world to stay in prayer so that the angels in heaven bestow large blessings upon Obama and his family, so that in his leadership, he will do the same unto the people of the United States of America and even around the world. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, change starts with you.
Wow. I'm looking at this comic book right now. This is just amazing. Mr. Gregory, this is a beautiful design. I like the whole design of this comic book, and this is incredible, and thank you for bringing me a copy of this to the show today. I can't wait to read it. Now, Mr. Gregory, I hear that you're doing things in the hip-hop community.
Yes, you know, Mr. Motivator, you know, again, I'm really glad, you know, and really grateful to be on your show today. And what I'm doing in the hip-hop community, which I'm trying to change the idea of the minds of the youth, and they're getting this money and the idea that they want to live a life that is not even particularly designed for them. And the kind of money they're spending is unreal. They're spending thousands and thousands and millions of dollars on jewelry. Well, Mr. Motivator, what I came up with is a concept for these young upcoming rap groups to be able to use other type of metals to promote themselves. And I understand marketing is very important. And what I do, Mr. Motivator, you see those big belt buckles? Man, I do belt buckles 1 foot long, 5 feet wide, and they can wear the buckles, and they can kind of perform with those buckles. Now, that buckle there is chrome-plated. I do chrome-plated necklaces with crystals in them, and it's all custom to their brand and their logos so that they're not spending all this excess money. They can actually keep money in their pockets. The whole idea of going into business is being able to create a nest egg for your children's 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 children, other than you're doing something and spending unnecessary funds. Now, how do you like that necklace, Mr. Motivator?
Man, this is really nice. Mr. Greg, this is beautiful. It's light, and I like the necklace around it, and this is awesome. I've never seen anything like this before. And also the buckle, it's incredible, and the artwork. How were you able to come up with something like this?
Well, again, Mr. Motivator, I come from a family of engineers, doctors, lawyers, etc. And I just wanted to change. When you want to make a difference, and where it matters is that's where change comes in. So I want to make a difference in the hip-hop industry for brothers and sisters to be able to perform and look nice. At the same time, it mattered that they were able to keep certain amounts of money in their own account when they weren't overspending and it was being ridiculous. So I wanted to come up with something that could better suit those who could not afford it, where, you know, I want to be able to keep the youth from robbing Peter to pay Paul. These little brothers run around here, you know, robbing to get jewelry from people, which is unnecessary. But that's why I came up with an idea. We can have these type of products and items at a very fair rate, and everybody can afford them.
Well, man, I tell you, you are just awesome because I have a lot of young people who come up to me and they just shake their heads. Oh, Mr. Jeffrey, I'd do anything just to buy one of those nice pair of shoes that they have, and the ones they're advertising on TV, and who you've created something for everyone's budget. This is awesome.
Well, Mr. Motivator, again, like I said, you know, it's an honor to be on your show to be able to share the idea of how change can be put into place. Like, of course, our president, he talks about change. You know, I'm in cahoots with the president when we're talking about change in the small business and the community, and so that we can do different things and become bigger at what we do without breaking the bank, should we say. And, you know, again, Mr. Motivator, the people are welcome to log on to my email me, and they can email me at dragonstyle66@gmail.com. That's dragon, DRAGON, style, STYLE, 66@gmail.com. And also, you know, before we conclude the show, I just want to let you know that you can also log on my website at www.4. That's the number 4, dnckids.com. That's E, Dragon, N, Ninja, C, Clan, Kids, KIDS.com. And, again, I appreciate the audience for listening to me today and supporting Mr. Motivator. And this is my time. Here you go, Mr. Motivator. I really appreciate you, brother.
Oh, you're most certainly welcome. We We're just excited to have you to take time out of your busy schedule. I know you've been traveling. You're doing all types of things, and you have your workshops that you have together, and to take time out of your busy schedule, man, it's awesome. So take your time, because we still have another 30 minutes to go.
Well, Mr. Motivator, I just want to say a few more things as well. You know, I'm glad I got this kind of time, you know what I'm saying, because I love to talk, and I'm good at what I talk about. But, Mr. Motivator, I just want to let you know that also, you know, in the audience, that I'm also a motivational speaker. I've traveled the country with Les Brown, Q English, Dr. Breakthrough, Dan Harris, et cetera, and I speak on different issues related to what we need to be doing as a people within our community, such as owning our own ideas, such as real business, the legal aspects of a business, engineering. If it hadn't come to your attention, we are masters of engineers in our community, but no one knows how to actually solidify their ideas. No one is making these different things practical to people in the community to be able to own their ideas, again, such as copyrights. Well, I do copyrights classes. And, again, you can also contact me, any of you out there that's listening, and tell your friends and family as well at dragonstyle66@gmail.com. You're welcome to email me anytime if you have ideas and it's been a struggle for you. And we like, you need to thank Mr. Motivator for me to be able to come on the show and give you the understanding about making a difference and where it matters and what you're doing with your small business, with your life physically, with your life mentally, with your life spiritually. And all these things, they'll come together for you if you seek out the right people in your life.
Wow. Thank you for sharing those words of wisdom with us, Mr. Gregory. Also, I see that you bought some other products in here to the studio, and all of these products are just so amazing. Now, could you share with us this? I believe this says trading card. So could you tell us about your trading card?
Yeah, Mr. Motivator, I do collect the trading cards, and this is where difference matters. Well, I want to make a difference in the product world for kids. So I decided to do collector trading cards with a positive educational message on the back. And Ms. Motivator, you know this is a unique idea. What I wanted to do is I want to actually make it a somewhat of a toy and a trophy where kids can model these characters with the idea on the back is how to conduct and carry themselves. And that's what I put together so far as a product for that. Now, talking about my trading card game. Well, I wanted to do a trading card game that actually helped dyslexic children and regular children with math and reading. It's called Dragon's Tournament. And that'll be another product and or idea that I'll be putting out there at the end of the year, you know. More or less in January, February, that'll be a product that they'll be able to go to my website and be able to purchase and whatnot at www.4dnckids.com as well.
Wow. Well, I tell you, man, these cards are amazing. They're just beautiful, and I've never seen anything like this. Okay, we're looking at another product that you have over here. Now, tell us about this crystal ball.
Well, Mr. Motivator, this is actually a snow globe. I just did some snow globes, and actually I do Christmas-type memorabilia with my characters, such as tree bulbs, snow globes, because, you know, my characters also celebrate the time of the year of Christmas. So those are some of the few things that I also have. I do custom posters, a lot of things related to that as well.
Well, I tell you, those are just beautiful. And I see the snow, since you shake it up, I see the snowflakes flying around.
Yeah.
Okay. And
have here. Now, now this is awesome. This looks like, don't tell me this is a yo-yo. Wow, man, you got one for the girls and the guys. Tell everybody about this yo-yo, man. This is beautiful.
Well, yeah, you know, of course, my property is Dragon's Venture Clan. I am multi-diverse, multicultural, unisex, and educational. And when I'm doing my merchandise, I always have it for boys and girls for those purposes of education. So, yes, I do these awesome little yo-yos. I attest to have some yo-yos contests later on in the year. But, yeah, those are some awesome little yo-yos that I came up with.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have some fun here at the studio. I'm going to make sure me and the rest of the staff get to have some fun today. Now, we're looking at another amazing product. Now, I want you to tell everybody about this beautiful cup and the design and how this came about. I've never seen a cup like this before.
Well, Mr. Motivator, this is like a regular Walmart cup. Okay. And my idea, because I come from a family of engineers like we talked about earlier, and again, it's a pleasure to be on the show to even share this with you. This cup, I kind of added another piece to the cup because I do musical CDs.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do is put the miniature MP3 musical CDs on the cup while the kids can drink their drink at the same time. It has music on it. So I'm also a producer of music, so when you go there, I mean, I do music like, Dragon's Ninja Clan, taking over the land, throwing elbows and psychic ninja stars in their hands. So I'm a connoisseur of music as well, really love music, and this is the type of music that I actually play during the cartoon episodes that I'm also working on as well.
Well, I tell you what, We're going home with the Dragon Clan today. I'm gonna make sure that every staff member takes one of these awesome products with them today, and so they can experience what I'm experiencing here. Now, wow! Now, this is a beautiful poster, and I notice it's number one. Okay, and Dragon Master fighting crime at the drop of a dime. Dragon Ninja Clan. Could you tell everybody about this visual poster? I mean, the color, the artwork is just sensational. And could you go ahead, Mr. McDowell, and explain this to us?
Yeah, Mr. Motivator, this is the comic book cover, actually. It's, I do custom posters and signed posters as well, mm-hmm. where it's got the crystals. If you look real close, where the signs are, those are Schwartz crystals.
Okay.
And these are limited edition pieces that I have available for sale as well. So, yeah, those pieces are really, really, really nice. Actually, I've sold all but that one left.
Wow.
So, yeah, there were approximately 100 pieces. And I kept the first one and sold 99 pieces. In less than 30 days.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I want to buy this one, and I want you to give me some more copies so that I can get some gifts prepared for my family early.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. The Dragon Ninja Clan. Wow. Now they're going to be able to get to school on time. They're going to be organized. Tell everybody about this awesome clock.
Well, yeah, I do the custom clocks for kids and some world collectors. I do clocks, and of course, this is another idea where difference matters, because we want to be able to start early in on teaching the youth how to tell time. So I want to put the colorful characters in clocks, so kids can actually want to tell time. The whole concept also with the comic book is to make a difference in the community for reading and education. To stimulate a child for reading, they want to see pictures. That's the first sign of reading, is pictures.
Yes.
And once the kids see the pictures, they want to know, what does that say?
Yes.
What are they doing? So that breaks them, that makes them want to say, okay, what is it saying that incites them to want to read?
Yes. And then I like the fact that you have something for the girls and the boys. Nobody gets excluded, so you cover all of the children, and everyone has opportunity to get motivated. Now, I see here also, I skipped this bottle. Tell me about this bottle real quick.
Well, Mr. Motivator, I'm doing my own water. You know, I want to, again, where difference matters. I want to make a difference within the children that they don't have to actually drink Kool-Aid or drink soda. And I want to come out with a water with the characters on the water to promote good health.
Wow.
And for the youth. And that's why I came out with that Dragon Water. And this is just a concept that I'll be doing in the near future. And if you guys stay with me and follow me, you'll actually see some different things that will be coming on my website, again, which is www.4dnckids.com. And you'll be able to get a chance to see everything that I'm doing and doing different.
Wow. Parents, I hope that you that are parents are listening to the broadcast today, because it doesn't take much to make the kids excited. And Mr. McAdory has cleverly placed the characters on these bottles because he's promoting good health. And I see so many kids that are always drinking sodas and they have sweet things, that we're not encouraging them to eat healthy and to drink plenty of water. So this is a great idea. So you parents that have children that love the characters and they're into the ninjas, they need these beautiful bottles with the ninja characters on them. Okay, now I'm seeing something. Now, I can't believe this. Looks like one of my staff members have bought another one of your products in here, and looks like they're bringing clothing in here out on the stage. Hey, go ahead and talk about the clothing, but look, you can't leave early today, all right?
Mr. Motivator, again, you know, I appreciate you, brother. This is one of the most wonderful brothers out here, Mr. Motivator. Yeah, Mr. Motivator, I do full clothing, shirts, hats, posters, trading cards. I do the whole nine yards. This is one of the coats that I do, Mr. Motivator, with my brand. See, and we talk about branding.
Yeah.
You see how that's embroidered really nice?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So I'm into the clothing. I love apparel. And I want to, that's just another thing for me to break into with the whole idea and concept. And in fact, Mr. Motivator, do you know that in the cartoon show, that's how the Dragon's Ninja Clan fund their organization to fight crime, is selling apparel and merchandise?
No.
That's, again, we have to have an idea of how this thing is going to be funded. And it's funded through entrepreneurship.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, Mr. McAdory, this is beautiful. I mean, brother, this is quality. This is not no cheap material here. And I tell you, my kids are going to be excited when I come home after the show today. And you just have really inspired me and my staff today, because we had no idea that you were going to bring all these beautiful products to the studio. In fact, I'm just overwhelmed with a shock and a surprise, because they're awesome. And everybody who takes advantage of these awesome products, they're going to love them. I mean, there's quality, the designs are beautiful, and the kids are going to look so good when they wear these outfits to school. And Mr. Mobe's going to look good when he comes into the studio wearing this also.
Yeah, definitely.
And give me a little bit of inspiration. Tell me how you came about these beautiful ideas. I mean, this is, I know there are ideas like this available, but what inspired you to come up with such beautiful ideas and designs to motivate people?
Well, Mr. Motivator, like what your show is all about today, it's about making a difference and matters. Well, I want to make a difference in the animation comic book industry, so I did it. And it mattered that I did it because it was time for a change that I seen fit. This is what built America. When we see a difference, we go out and try to make the difference.
Yeah.
It's one thing for people to have ideas in their own minds and they never actually get them out. And that's where it makes a difference with me. I don't just think something, I make it happen. And that's where it matters.
Yeah.
When you talk about the whole conclusion about everything that I do, of course I'm a little different about when I think about something or dream about something, I make it happen.
Yeah.
And when you got ideas and you want to manifest them, of course, you know, manifesting means clearly visible. I want to see my thoughts other than think them. And that's what makes a difference in me. That's where it matters. Because I'm not just thinking the idea. I'm making it matter. I'm manifesting these ideas. So it's a lot of people out there that have good ideas, and they're just thinking about them. They're not really manifesting them. And that's what's going to matter in their life for their children's children. So if you've got ideas, then you're thinking about doing something. You can also contact a Mr. Motivator and his email. My email, and I'm going to let him tell you his email, for you to be able to get together with me. But mine is dragonstyle66@gmail.com. Now, if some of you listeners out there really not understanding what I'm saying or it's not clear to you, well, you can always contact Mr. Motivator, and he'll plug you right into me. And, you know, again, we can put on any events. I'm also open as a motivational speaker, and I'm always for hire, for anyone, school, business, et cetera. Again, man, I can't thank Mr. Motivator enough and appreciate him for allowing a man of my stature to be able to help accommodate him as well as he's accommodating me.
Well, Mr. McDo, what can I say? I just want to thank you. You're just one classy man, and you're a hardworking brother. And the fact that you are motivating kids, you're making a difference. And I noticed even at your studios around town, kids are going in there. They're going in. Everybody's watching you bust those blocks and crack those boards, and it's just awesome. And I think also I like for if it's anyone in the area who'd like to take some self defense and learn how to protect themselves. I'd like for you to just let them know where one of your studios is, and so they can come and get some lessons and get enrolled. But also, those of you that are listening, you want to get more ideas, or you want me to put you in contact with Mr. McAdory, you can email me at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. That's the letter C as in cow, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. Just email me, and we'll get you the information that you need to find out about Mr. McAdory. Also, you feel free to check out my blog. It's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and I'll update you with guests on the show where I'll be performing stand-up comedy or motivational speaking. Yeah, and also you can read my blogs, check them out. And also you can follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator, the letter C as in cow, M-R-M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. Now, Mr. McAdory, I think he's going to give you the local address if you're in the area and you'd like to come out to one of his studios and get motivated and learn some awesome self-defense techniques. Could you share it with Mr. McAdory?
Yes, sir, Mr. Motivator. Yes, I'm located at 159 North Plano Road, Suite 159 in Richardson. That's 159 North Plano Road, Suite 159 in Richardson, Texas, 75081. Again, you can email me at dragonstyle66@gmail.com. Now, when you come out there, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be teaching. Self-defense, courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, indomitable spirit, listening skills. We want listening skills bring better grades, inner strength, and self-confidence. Now, the days that I teach is on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Now, I do have 2 weeks free if anybody is really interested or they want to come out and watch the class. We do have a pledge, so we have a foundation, and that's to train both mind and body through Taekwondo, to be a courageous opponent against untruth, to obey all rules and instructors of Taekwondo, to never misuse Taekwondo, to be a champion of freedom and justice. And again, you know, we're for courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, and an indomitable spirit. And, you know, I'd love to see some of the parents bring their kids out. I also do the different classes on self-defense for women, bullying classes. If you have a child that you think is bullying, I can help you out. If you have a child that has been bullied, you can bring them to me at that address. And again, let me run that back to you one more time. That's 159 North Plano Road, Suite 159, Richardson, Texas, 75081. Again, dragonstyle66@gmail.com.
Thank you, Mr. Gregory. Hey, folks, listen, bullying is a serious issue. And bullying exists in at a lot of schools and a lot of places, and it's some people want to sweep it up under the rug, but it does exist. And if your child, or friend, or nephew, or grandchild has experienced bullying in any form, you need to get in touch with Mr. McAdory, get in his studio, get some classes, and learn how to deal with bullying. Because what I found out as an educator is that bullying hasn't stopped, it's just gotten more sophisticated. And the bullies have learned to recruit other bullies that they connect with to keep it going. And they're so sophisticated and so clever with it, sometimes the instructors aren't able to pick up on it or find out where it's happening at. And the best thing you can do is get your child where they can get some self-improvement, self-development, personal self-development, and self-defense education. That's what Mr. McAdory has offered for you all that are listening. And also for those of you that have tuned into the broadcast today, you're going to have a special place, a special discount, just if you come out and let Mr. McAdory know that you heard him about him on the Mr. Motivated Show. Mr. McAdory, something else you'd like to add?
Yeah, again, like I said, like Mr. Motivator said, that there is some problems and issues with bullying, and I like to take that head on and help the youth and help the community. And I'm saying bullying is not just about what you say, but how you say it. And again, when you're talking about cyberbullying, you're talking about what you're doing with those hand pieces, those phones, and your communication and texting each other when you're on Facebook, the things that you're saying. These things can be construed as bullying when you're down talking. These things is when you're calling someone out of their name, making them feel indifferent, fat, ugly, skinny. So bullying is a big issue, and it has to be confronted on the page that it is. And again, I thank Mr. Motivator for giving me the opportunity to even share that part of the community and society on that issue, and that I can be a help to some of you if you're willing to give me a chance. And again, you can get those 2 weeks free classes at that address at 159 North Plano Road, Suite 159 Richardson, Texas, 75041. And you can also call the radio station, or you can email me at dragonstyle66@gmail.com, and you'll get two free lessons for tuning in and just mentioning the Mr. Motivator show, and you can get that. I'm going to do that for y'all today.
Well, thank you, Mr. McDur. And I know that bullying just doesn't stop there with children. Adults experience bullying. Bullying is prevalent in the marketplace. You have employees, you have supervisors. People are bullied all the time, and we shouldn't just allow that to happen and go on and rob us of the quality that we could experience in our lives. Also, Mr. McDur, maybe there's someone listening today. If you've been fired from your job, if you've been laid off, and you feel like there's no hope, Mr. McAdory is a self-employed entrepreneur. He's a businessman who raised himself up. He pulled himself up with his bootstraps. And I want to let him share some things with you that you can make a difference. And you can start with where you are. And I want to let him share some things with you if you feel that you can't get a job, if you feel that you've been railroaded, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Mr. Macro is going to share a few simple things that may help you get excited, get motivated, get off of that couch and do something with your life.
Well, Mr. Motivator, thanks. And that's a strong subject. You have to stay encouraged, of course, with who you are,
yeah,
what you are,
mm-hmm,
what you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go back to the drawing board and what you understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people got special skills and stuff, that something that they really wanted to do in life and hadn't confronted that yet. You need to go do it. I encourage you not to stand still or waiting on other people when you can do it yourself. So if you're going through any type of unemployment issues, there's something that you're good at or something that you really want to do. And I ask that you pursue that. I mean, you know, you have to get out and do something. You don't want to sit up and worry about it, this and that, this and that. I personally know a lot of people that went out and did their own thing like myself.
Yeah.
Some people picked up the Mary Kay and different things of that sort to make their own money because the work industry wasn't stable, and we kind of know that now. So they kind of went and start doing their own things.
Yeah.
You have to pick up the building blocks and start from scratch where you understand. And, you know, that's going to probably be the most biggest thing for you is facing the reality that you no longer have that job and you need to move on.
I like what you said, Ms. McDur. Now, what about that person that said, Ms. McDur, you don't know my situation. Mr. McDur, you pull up in that big fine car and you're doing great. You didn't come out of the projects. You don't know what it's like to be a black, and you don't know what it's like to be knocked down. Could you address that person who feels like nobody's in a condition or a situation they're in?
Well, Ms. Moore, you're correct. And, I mean, it don't matter what I drive, I work for it. I'm a black man. I feel like there's insurmountable odds against me, but I have what you call indomitable spirit.
Yes.
That means I won't stop fighting.
Yes.
For myself.
Yes.
For my children.
Yes.
For my freedom.
Yeah.
And when you get a chance, look up the word indomitable spirit.
Yeah.
I won't quit. It doesn't matter. All the odds in the world can be against me,
yeah,
but I won't stop.
Yeah.
I'm using perseverance,
yeah,
and I won't quit. So it don't matter whether you're from the hood or you from Hollywood. It don't matter. You got to get out there and make it happen.
Yes.
I don't use things against me being black. I went out there and made them happen.
Yes.
I knew, and sometimes you know that things are against you.
Yes.
But you just got to have that indomitable spirit. You just can't stop.
Yes.
If everybody felt that way, America couldn't be what it is.
That's true.
So there was people out there that didn't care. They call them haters.
Yes.
You know, the haters out there. So I don't care about the hater because I'm busy trying to be greater.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter what people say, how they say it. I need to focus on me. I talk to my children, Mr. Morgan, and I tell them, don't worry about nobody but you at this point. Sometimes you got to focus on you and do what it is you need to do and not worry about nobody else. And sometimes we make our own problems for ourselves because we're not focusing on what we need to focus on. And I promise you one thing. If you focus on what you need to be focusing on, your success is right around the corner. I promise you.
Mr. Magder, I just admire you so much, and you're an inspiration to me. And your children, they're just like, they look like little businessmen and businesswomen. And I noticed their attitudes are different, but would you embrace the fact that your kids came to you and, hey, Dad, I want to wear my pants down to my knees and express myself by showing my underwear and acting like everyone else? What can you say to parents who feel that they want the difference to be made with their kids, but they want to influence them in a positive way? Is there anything you can say to parents that can help them motivate and inspire their children to want to stay focused on achieving their goals and find out what their purpose is in life?
Well, Mr. Motivator, I'm a father of seven, four boys and three girls.
Wow.
My children's first impression was me.
Yes.
Before they even got a hold to the outside world, was about me.
Yes, sir.
So I don't wear long hair, and they don't either, because that's the impression that they see.
Yes.
I don't say.
Uh-huh.
So they don't say.
Okay.
I taught them the right perspectives.
Yes.
as children.
Yes.
So it was easy to bring them into a decent understanding on how to dress, the dress code.
Yes.
So it's different for some people who were babies or having babies. Now, remind you, some of these young people, they're doing these things. You can't blame the kids.
Yes.
You got to blame the parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it lies, in the parents.
Yes.
Kids just do what it is that the parents allow them to do.
Yes.
And here you go again. You can't blame the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's that heavy weighs on the parents. So my children, of course, are, in accord and in line not only with me, but I'm aligned with God. I'm a God man. So subsequently, my children are in line and focused because of that. So, again, we go back to the martial arts. We're talking about mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
So first you got to recognize you have a problem.
Yes.
Mentally.
Yes.
Then you can change the problem physically.
Yes.
And then spiritually you can reach the goals that you're trying to reach and create that personal relationship with God. So I deal with a lot of people say, well, I just can't lose the weight. You can't lose the weight because mentally you have not accepted that you want to lose the weight.
Okay.
That's the first problem, is you recognizing that there is one.
Okay.
And this applies to different segments of business, whatever, personal or whatever. So we got to recognize that there is a problem that to be fixed before we can move on to anything else. So if there's not a problem, you continue to eat, you continue to have bad health, and, of course, your body is a temple that God has given you. The mind, God said, always have a right mind.
Yes.
What is a right mind? A right mind is one that is conscious that these things have to be in line for you to be able to receive God. If they're not in line, then you out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
You zigzag, you're going to have problems.
Okay.
So now that you have not recognized things mentally, you got physical and spiritual issues, but you just haven't recognized them yet. Because you didn't recognize nothing else.
Well, Mr. Gregory, I tell you, I'm just really enjoying your wisdom and your foresight today. Now, There was a young man who walked up to me just recently, and he said, "Hey, Mr. Motivator, I want to be like Lil Wayne." Do you think that some of the rappers out there, do you think we should be aware that there could be just as much negativism as there is positive out there, and how can we encourage our kids to look at the positive things?
Well, Mr. Motivator, again, it's a pleasure to be on your show. You know, and I'll just state this and just keep it really simple. Lil Wayne's an entertainer, and he's just to entertain people, young or old, and he's just doing a job. It's no different than a plumber that come in, and he going to get dirty. It ain't going to be the dirty talk or dirty, but he going to get dirty because he got the clean pipes.
Right.
So I can't say, oh, man, the plumber smells bad. Because that's his job. He might be fixing my toilet stool.
Yeah.
So when people like point out like Lil Wayne and say, well, my child want to be like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is doing a job.
Yeah.
And you got to make the teach your children that he's an entertainer. That's all Lil Wayne is, an entertainer. He's just doing a job to take care of himself and his family. So Lil Wayne is not the issue. The issue is parents that's not teaching their children awareness.
Mm.
What it's all about.
Mm.
You know, you can see a bum on the street corner. The bum ain't bad.
Yeah.
And the decision could be bad. He could have mental issues that he may not have a family. So that wouldn't preclude him being a bad person or a person with no value.
Mm.
This is a person that may have subsequently gone through mental issues and no one to care for him or her. So we can't go throwing things out there like that person is bad or that person is not intelligent, etc. We have to be able to define the problem or the issue and address it as such. Addressing a situation as such is in finding out what the situation is. It has to be evaluated for us to say that. Me personally, I don't think Lil Wayne's a bad person.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I don't listen to that type of music. But, again, I don't think Lil Wayne's the issue. I think parents is the issue without teaching their children about Lil Wayne just being an entertainer. It's just entertainment. He's not a bad person. But, you know, again, this is the decisions that the parents are going to have to make and dealing with their children.
Well, thank you for clarifying that, and definitely we don't want to bring any negative remarks or comments towards Lil Wayne, but I thank you for addressing that and letting us see that the focus is on the parents and not on the entertainer. I tell you, I really am enjoying you, and I'm so excited just to finally. My staff and I to catch up with you so we can get you to be here on our show. And you said a lot of great things, and your products and your ideas are just phenomenal. They're tremendous, and I can definitely and I see where this show is about when difference matters, and you really made a difference. And the only goal I can think of, Mr. Motivator, is I'd like for my billfold to be almost as big as yours when I get up there.
Mr. Motivator, thanks again, man. I really appreciate it, man. I'm very grateful to be an honor to be on your show. Maybe I'll catch you at another time. I really appreciate you, brother. See you next time.
Well, Mr. Gregory, again, thank you for being a part of the show, and thank you for all of your sentiments and your insight that you've shared with our audience today. We still have a few more minutes, and I don't want you to get away, and especially with the clothing products. I don't want you to get away with those, but I definitely want to take some of these home with me and surprise my kids tonight. Mr. McAdoo, I'd like to know, what do you think that could be done right now to make America strong, to make it a better place for all of us as individuals? Could you share something right now where you feel that we could make a difference, and maybe with the children or with people, where do you think people need more help at the most?
I think, honestly, I can make this real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Follow your president.
Yeah.
He is the leader of America right now.
Yes, sir.
And I think that if you follow him and his wife, Michelle, that they'll lead us on the path of where we need to be.
Yes.
With the youth.
Yes.
With our economic development. And, I mean, it's just that cut and dry.
Yes.
Obama for life.
Yes. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And, folks, I think Mr. McAdory said something that we should all take to heart, because we must realize that things didn't get the way they've gotten overnight. And it starts where it starts. And wherever it starts at, it's a work in progress. It's not going to be done instantly. And, Mr. McAdory, what could you say to encourage some of these people out here right now that are looking for a quick way to get rich? You know, there are some of these folks, their money has gone down the drain because they've gotten in a get-rich-quick scheme. What can you share about that?
There's no such as a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yes, sir.
It is impossible.
Yes.
In order for you to build wealth, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
For you to analyze what programs or what products are out there for you. I promise you, if you would just look,
mm-hmm.
Study, you'll be able to, you know, make the difference in how you're going to build your wealth, what's necessary to build your wealth, in a position where you won't get in trouble.
Yes.
Or be involved with others that is in trouble.
Yes.
I mean, let's go there, Mr. Motivator. If you want to go there, let's go there then. Let's talk about Bernie Madoff.
Okay.
Now, with the Madoff scandal, you know, the things that he did, well, he just was flat out stealing people's money.
Yes.
Point and blank.
Uh-huh.
So, he was a smart guy,
uh-huh.
but he had no wisdom.
Yes.
So, I mean, people who thought out there, oh, Bernie Madoff has a solution to make us rich quick. It's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the American people
yes.
have seen that now,
uh-huh.
that there ain't no such.
Yes.
So, and that really, Bernie Madoff really helped the people see the difference
yes.
and a get-rich-quick scheme that it won't happen. It is not even, it's incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to get rich quick. So, again, the Bernie Madoff whole idea showed the people that it'll never happen. So, you know, it takes time to acquire knowledge and wisdom
yes.
to be able to get to a point where if you want to invest funds on a stock market, you want to be a private investor, et cetera. It takes time, a lot of paperwork involved. Please believe me, I know, because I'm currently doing business. There's contracts and procedures, non-disclosures. There's a lot of things involved, lawyers, to make sure that these deals are concrete and solid. And, you know, and just be aware of that, and then you'll kind of have an idea on what's practical and what's non-practical. You made that decision, then that's going to be your money. And making that difference and making it matter.
Also, I got another real quick one for you, and I want to speak this one especially for the men. Now, Mr. McAdory, you have a beautiful family, your children, you have a beautiful wife. Is there anything you can share with the men that encourage them that will help in their relationships as they're building these businesses? They're starting out from ground. Is there anything that they can do to encourage the wife so they will continue to stick with them?
Well, you know, I just say this, you know, you have to really be able to, you know, respect what you do, respect your family, spend time with your family, and it'll always make a difference. Then you're just continuously doing business, but you're taking time out with your children, with your wife, and they see that. So I don't keep a regular practice, Mr. Motivator, of just doing business, because I know that my family is important to me. So my wife and I, we go out, we walk, we go. That makes a difference in our lives.
Well, thank you, Mr. McAdory. I tell you, you've been such a great guest, and would you come back and do another show with us? Thank you for being our guest, and thank you for these beautiful products that you brought here. Folks, we want to thank you for tuning in this week to the Mr. Motivator Show,
And as always, remember, dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. I dare you to live the best, experience the best, wear the best, drive the best, and experience the best that life has to offer. We look forward to seeing you on our next broadcast. We're going to have another exciting show. And, folks, we love you. We look forward to seeing you next week the same time on the Mr. Motivator Show. Don't forget to check out my blog, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can follow me on Twitter. That is at CMrMotivator. The letter C, MRMOTIVATOR. Be good. Have a great week. We'll see you on our next show.